I'm marching for my son and my daughter.
Enough is enough!
I don't want them to grow up in a world where active shooter drills are considered normal.
The voters are coming.
It's time to stand up to the NRA and to Republicans who have blood on their hands. Will you join us?
This is a movement relying on the persistence and the passion of its people.
Hashtag March for Our Lives to learn more.
Does this guy look needy to you? He's not. He's Mark Davis, billionaire owner of the Oakland Raiders. But he wants Las Vegas taxpayers to fund his new stadium, where he'll sit in his luxury suite swilling champagne while you pay hundreds of dollars for tickets and 15 bucks for a beer? Come on, Las Vegas. Vote no on the stadium bill.
Gustavo Rivera says he's working for us, but our healthcare costs are out of control while he is raking in money from big pharmaceuticals and medical special interests. They've given him more than $500,000, and it's no wonder why. Rivera took money from an opioid manufacturer and then abandoned legislation to regulate their deadly drugs. Gustavo Rivera is working for them, not us.
At 12 years old in her father's bodega, Miguelina Camila was already helping neighbors who couldn't speak English navigate the system. As an adult, Miguelina founded a law firm right here in the Bronx to protect those same families. Now, she's running to be the first Dominican woman in our state Senate to protect a woman's right to choose, invest in education, and make New York affordable for everyone. Miguelina Camila was endorsed by so many local leaders and unions because she'll fight for all of us. Union families are the backbone of America. Our elected officials should share our values, like good jobs with family-supporting benefits, safe job sites, and a secure retirement. You have the power to protect our union way of life. Vote.